This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As promised, today we'll hear the full interview I had with Dave Daniken, co-owner of the Daniken Tree Farm located near Greenville. They recently had a big win at the state fair, and they have much more to offer than just Christmas trees.
Right. We took several trees up to the state fair, just like we do every year. This year, they have four different categories there at the state fair. Scotch pine trees, white pine trees, spruce trees, and fir trees. So we entered a tree in each category. We won three of those categories, so we got three blue ribbons, and then our spruce tree was picked to be the reserve champion as well. So that's a pretty good win for us.
Yeah, that sounds really great. And I also had read that since you won this, you are now qualified to compete in a national competition?
That's right. The National Christmas Tree Association has a national Christmas tree contest every 2 years. In fact, we just participated in that several weeks ago as well. We took a Scotch pine to that contest and got the second best Scotch pine in the nation. So by winning this reserve champion this year, we're now qualified to take a tree to that contest in 2017.
Well, that's very exciting. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of great success this year. Could you tell us a little bit about your tree farm? Is this a family operation, and a little bit about where you're located?
Sure, I'd be glad to. We're located 5 miles west of Greenville on Route 140. We've been there as a Christmas tree farm almost 50 years. I'm a second generation raising Christmas trees there, and our family's been on the land for about 125 years. We also farm a little bit as well. I got helping me is my wife. She also is the co-owner, of course, and then I've got two daughters that help at the farm, and then we employ about 30 part-time employees throughout the year. Most of them are local high school kids, and as part of winning this award, most people that come out and buy a tree probably don't know how much hand labor goes into growing these things. There's not a lot of specialized machinery that does the work for us. It's a lot of hand labor, and winning a championship at the state fair, a lot of the credit goes to these kids that help us. I mean, we hire about 30 kids a year, and the tree that won this year was planted in 2008. So we figured that probably around 100 different people took part in growing that tree from the time it was planted until we took it up there to grow it. So that's a big success story, not only for us, but for the young kids in the workforce as well.
Right, that definitely sounds like there's a lot that goes into raising these trees. Do you guys have a sort of production plan as far as for harvesting the trees and how many are you going to plant for the year and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we grow them in blocks of trees. So, you know, every year we start fresh and cut everything off and plant new. And we plan to cut that off completely again in 10 years. So it takes 10 years to grow the trees and get rid of all the trees you planted in 1 year. And then we plant roughly, around 6,000 to 7,000 trees every year, so new ones.
Wow. And is most of your business local business, or do you have people come from across the United States? Or
roughly 15 to 20% comes from Bond County, the county that we're native to. And then another 50% is the surrounding counties that surround Bond, and then the other 50% is actually even further away than that. We get a fair amount of business out of St. Louis. They come from over by Effingham, places like that, down from Springfield. So we draw usually within about 60 to 70 miles covers 90% of the people that come.
So you have definitely a very big range of customers, and I'm assuming you guys also have other products besides Christmas trees.
We have a lot of other products, yeah. Obviously, we sell Christmas trees in November and December, and we sell wreaths and grave blankets, all the trimmings that kind of go with that business. We also have a big gift shop with, you know, all the ornaments, things like that. We also sell landscape evergreens, the kind you dig up and replant. We sell those from September through April. So about 8 months of the year, we will dig those up and deliver them and plant them in your yard for make you a windbreak, things like that. And coming up here real quick, we've got a 3-acre corn maze and a 3-acre pumpkin patch that we do every year as well. So our pumpkins are coming along right now, and we're actually working on our corn maze as we speak.
Great. About how far out do you think it'll be before the pumpkins are ready to be picked?
Looking about around September 20th would be as early as we could go this year. They got planted a little late due to the wet early spring and summer we had, but they're making up ground quickly now. They're coming along really good.
And if people would like to come out to the farm and pick a pumpkin or enjoy anything else that you guys have to offer, what type of hours are we looking for?
Right, for pumpkins, we're open weekends, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 to 6. And then at Christmas time, after Thanksgiving, we're open 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till 7 at night.
Once again, that was Dave Daniken of Daniken Tree Farm near Greenville. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.